in jiu-jitsu, feel like you can't have your watches on, you can't have
anything. All right, cool.
All right, Rob, what you got?
Well, so we talked a little bit, I guess, at lunch. Some people were asking some website questions and about communication. My biggest problem, I guess you could say, with my parents for retention purposes has been communication. I mean, we've added a bunch of stuff this year paperwork-wise to try to help with retention, but I think the biggest thing has been events that were scheduled that people just didn't know about, nights we were closed that people just didn't know about. And, you know, it's probably the same in everybody's school. You send an email, you put it up on the board, you announce it in class every day, you put a sign in front of the door so that they have to walk around it when they come in, and they do, and they don't look at it. So
they're still pissed when you
say yeah, exactly. Closed. So, you know, we wanted to try to find a way that made it easier for us to cut everything off so that they had no choice but to go to one place to see it, and it was there in front of them. Not to mention that, you know, the big thing these days, I guess, is going green. You know, if you look at all the businesses out there, every ad they put out is, we're going green, we're going green, we're going green. For most of them, usually it's just a business ploy and a way to save money. So I said, why not? We do the same thing. We were at a point where, you know, I was spending hundreds of dollars a month copying this sheet, copying that sheet, copying these schedules, copying newsletters, and nobody's reading them, nobody's paying attention to them, nobody's taking them, and I'm throwing them all away at the end of the month. You know, or they're taking one, they're bringing it home, they're losing it, they're coming back, they're taking another one. So what we decided was, for communication purposes and as a way to funnel everybody, we wanted to put everything online. That way, everybody has to log in to get their stuff, and they print it out on their own printer. So if they lose it, it's their own paper, not mine. And you know what? They usually don't lose it if they print it at home and their kid goes to work on it right away. So it's cutting back on that loss, too. So, you know, we used the excuse in the school that we were going green. And, you know, we did it at the same time that we had the website redesigned. I know some of the people, you guys want to just check the website out real quick, so I'll walk through it real quick, and then I'll show you what the back end does, which is what the main reason behind it was. I'm just going to refresh it so you guys can see what happens, but you're probably not going to be able to hear the video because the sound on my laptop is not good. But basically, when you come to the main page, you know, this is what pops up, and you'll get, there's a bar here for the free report so that they can sign up for their free report if they want it, which is the secondary way to the 2 weeks. Me and Toby had talked about that for a while. We were having a pop-up box come up, like the old NATMA site. But if you have pop-up blockers, it doesn't come up anymore.
No, if you have a hover, it can't be blocked.
So, you know, we put the bar in.
There's a difference between a hop-up and a hover ad.
Right.
A pop-up ad uses a JavaScript that launches a new window, basically, like a hidden window, and that pop-up blockers can block, but a hover ad can't be blocked. It's a piece of HTML script that moves a thing that looks like a window across. So when you go to, where are we using that? I don't know, whatever. But wherever we're using that is, you can do that, and you can do it for free if you want at popuptoolkit.com, and you can generate your own for free. That's a hover ad. They can't be blocked. But if you're using AWeber and stuff like that, they'll give you the code. They'll give you the code for free. They can't be bought.
So our way around it was to put this bar in, and this is actually on every page.
Okay,
so when every page comes up, you get the same idea. You know, and then obviously just a little bit of introduction information on the front page. But the main idea here is the video comes up, welcomes them to the site. You know, tells them about our character development program a little bit, and then asks them to choose the appropriate age group for themselves. You know, so if they choose, you know, our Dragons program, which is our 3 to 5, 3 to 5s, it brings them to another page. Again, you know, you've got your opt-in for your report. Tells them about the Dragons program, testimonials, you know, put into the middle of the page. And then the video asks them, you know, what they're looking for out of the program. And there's a drop-down box that has, you know, our primary things that parents are looking for: focus, confidence, respect, fun exercise, whatever it may be. And if you choose one, it'll bring you to a sales letter. And then the sales letter has, you know, the opt-in box at the bottom for the 2 weeks free as well. So this has...
Do you have Google Analytics installed on
it? You know, I don't. I need to figure out how to do it. That's one thing that I've never really looked at. So
it takes 10 seconds.
Maybe you mean you can do that today?
Yeah.
That's something I've definitely wanted to do, and I've been meaning to call you, but I just haven't had time. Because I'd like to track...
You guys know what I'm talking about? Google Analytics?
No.
Anybody doesn't? Anybody does? I mean, Eric does, right? You guys use that.
Google Analytics?
Yeah. Okay, Google Analytics is a free service by Google, and they give you a little piece of code that you basically just put at the very bottom of your web page, basically. But it tracks every click, every hit on your website, everything that person does on your website. It gives you total transparency. you can see exactly what your users or your visitors are doing. And the reason I would like to see what your Google Analytics looks like is because what you've got going here, it's a good looking site, right? Very clean, very professional looking, very good. Strategically, though, you are, okay, you're sorting me out, which I like. You're making me tell you who I am, which is one click. Then I select a benefit, which is a second click. Then mostly I'm driving to this, which would be a third. And the more times you make them click, the more dropout you have. The more people don't click the next space, right? So strategically, I might want to see us test, make these. Oh, you can't edit her either like that. You turned off all the controls.
Yeah, no, you can't control her at all.
Do you catch that?
She talks to you whether you want her to or not.
Yeah, you can't stop her. I like that. So what I'm saying is, I would like to see this be the only alternative you have, with these being the options, right? So now they have to give you their data before they move on to the sales letter for
that
benefit.
We did try that. Just so you know, when we did the two versions, we did do two versions of the site originally.
Mm-hmm.
We did four versions of the site, I should say. We tried it that way, your way. Like, actually, the reason we did it that way was because that's how the freakride.com site is. And we tried it this way. And I had a lot of people that didn't want to put their information in when they first clicked into the site to look at what we did and just dropped off. Because we had analytics installed on the original versions.
Right, yes. Yeah,
and that's how
see,
we
that's
also tested me versus her.
Yeah, see, that's why you want analytics on there. You want to know what the dropout rate is, the abandonment rate. And that was why we went to the model that we're using now, is because we were able to extract all that information at about 30%, about 33%, about a third of the visitors were giving us that. And that was the best one we could come up with. You know,
yeah, and this seemed to be what tested better for us.
Yeah, no,
I mean, every area is different. You
well,
know that.
It could be, but I mean, you know, again, it's
right.
A function of how many visitors versus how many didn't. And, you know,
right,
the numbers,
right, right.
Numbers,
yeah, I mean, we're pulling.
The numbers
like,
is the numbers.
I was telling these guys before, we're pulling between 15 and 20 leads a month off of the web page.
Yeah, that's about
it. It's pretty good. So, and then the conversion rate on those is usually about, you know, 60, 70%.
But we definitely you're going to want to get analytics installed on here, and I would test it.
Okay.
Both ways. Which, by the way, the new version of Google Analytics gives you an A-B split test mechanism. So you can load your A page and your B page, and you'll automatically swap
for you
and track the statistics side by side on a little chart. I mean, it's overcomplicated for any of the stuff we need to do, right? But if you're doing a significant number of them online, you know, you're gonna want things threaded.
Mm-hmm.
So it's clean.
So that's new client side. That's front end. Back end, this little white box here, my clients click. Takes them to a login. Their email address, obviously, is...
Oh, this is WordPress?
And then it drops them into the back end of the site.
Oh, no, this is just a developed thing.
Yeah, this was all put together specifically for what I wanted.
This is your thing, right? This is your login?
Any parent that comes in will see this. This is the blog. It comes up to the blog. So, you know, this is something that I sent out last night to all the students, just kind of trying to keep them up to date on what we're up to, you know, just something little. But they can come here, they can get their class scheduled online, it can be printed from here or PDF from here, their choice. Upcoming events, recent news is the blog, all of our links that we deal with for our students are on here. They get all their staff bio, this is my staff section. So my instructors have their own section that they're the only ones with their user IDs that they can get into.
Mm-hmm.
And they can get on here, and we have, like, this is a webinar from Melanie Shulman that we put up. And she's talking about working with kids in certain age groups and stuff.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's all accessible for them.
Hey, what if we RSS out that virtual classroom segment so you can put it on your own staff section? Oh, wait. That's... Make them go to the NAMA site. What am I doing?
Well, that's what I... Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, we put links
why
up
the
too.
Hell don't I want them to go to the NAMA site? What's wrong with them?
That's
the Achilles heel with RSS, right? Doesn't it?
And then we do the same thing for our leadership and our little dragons programs, our 3-5s.
Mm-hmm.
They're password protected as well with their user IDs, where they can only get in. So my elite group can get in here. They can download their worksheets for the book that they're reading to do and bring in. The same thing for our little dragons. All of their character development worksheets are online for their safety skills program. So the parents can just click and it brings up a PDF and they can just print it out and be done with it.
Oops.
Yeah, that's last month's, they're upside down. And then they get their staff bios on here so they can look at all the staff and, you know, see who their instructors are and what they are. That way, once they're part of the school, they can find out, you know, what we've all done.
Yeah.
And then student center is like primarily where everybody goes. So our character development videos are put up from Robin Silverman every month.
Do you have to go get those? Or
no, Jason provides them to me.
Right, but I mean, do you have like a script on here that automatically goes and gets the video and puts it up there?
Nah, Jason emails me
the
YouTube link and
yeah.
I just pop it into the player every month. My newsletter's on here so they can click and open up our newsletter every month. There you go. You know, everything's PDF so they can get everything, you know, as they can go through and stuff. And then, like, all of our other stuff, our responsibility charts, all of our character development, all of our retention tools. So this is some of the stuff I wanted to show you guys. This is what we're using for retention. You know, these are the first things we do is we use our responsibility charts. Primarily, this stuff is, you know, I brush my teeth, I P's and Q's, stuff at home, things like that, listen, practice my karate. And we leave blanks so that the parents can actually fill in something of their own if they need something. And the way we do it is, if you look at the bottom of the sheet, the parents have the opportunity to set a goal. So they can decide what works best for them, how many a week they like the kids to get. They make the goal for the kids, which is here. And if they achieve it and they sign off on it, they get a reward straight for their belt when they turn it back into their instructors at the beginning of the next week, finished. So that's one of the things we've been using. And then, you know, being that we're powerful members, a powerful word school, the parents get newsletters every month from them, all pre-done for us, talking about what we're doing for the month, what we're doing for our mat chats in class each week, all fully explained out, as well as...
which, by the way, all that Words of the Week stuff is what you guys should be... Which, by the way, I'm working on an electronic application for that to push it straight out to your folks.
As well as they can get their worksheets, too. So, you know, these are all their character development worksheets that go with our Words of the Week.
How much does that program cost?
Don't quote me. I've been a member since the very beginning. So I'm at 100 a month. I think it's about 150 for the gold program. But it's priceless.
It's good stuff.
It's priceless. And, you know, the cool thing about this program that I really like is Jason and Robin are really like normal people. I mean, it's like dealing with Toby and Master Oliver. You know what I mean? They're not above anybody. They always have time to talk to you if you need something. And now Robin's huge. She was on Fox and Friends last Sunday. As a child psychologist, she was on the Tyra Banks show about 2 weeks ago, and she just went down again today to be on the Tyra Banks show again. So there's all this name recognition now all of a sudden with her. And what she does is she signs, you know, a picture, sends it to your school, and she's your child psychologist. End of discussion. She's on staff at your school as far as she's concerned. Any of your parents have questions, they can call her or email her at her blog. She answers them. So it's, you know, whatever I'm paying for, it's worth oodles to be able to, you know, to use that.
Yeah, she's sort of like the mass market version of what we've been doing with Michelle and with, you know, those guys. Same deal, same idea. In fact, that's where Jason got the idea. He was at a thing with Steven a few years ago, and said, hey, that's a good idea. Just build it.
So retention-wise, I mean,
which basically what it is, by the way. What it is it's Words of the Week with some other support tools, you know.
Yeah, and the placemats that we did last year, I mean, or the last meeting that we were at, that's where the activity sheets come from. It's their stuff. I shrink it all down.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Which is basically very just like the Kickin' newsletter, the segment of the Kickin' newsletter.
Yep. So that's what we're doing right now for retention back end that way. You know, at least trying to make things a little bit easier for the parents, you know, to get access to everything all at one time and all at one spot. And it seems to be working pretty good since we've started this, other than like the first event that we had. Everything since that point has been really good. What I wanted to show you was, so like, this is the student area. Now, what you guys haven't seen is my area that I can get into. And so this is my back end.
Sorry. Don't tell me your passwords, admin.
No. Good luck, though. That'd be way too easy. So what I can do from back here is, if if I click on users, this
is... Wait, go back. Hit
okay,
the back button.
I'm going back.
Oh, this is Joomla.
Okay.
It's built on Joomla.
So user-wise, if I go into users, you know, all my students are in here by email address. Their passwords are all protected, and you know, they can't get a hold of anything. But like, I'll give you an idea. I'll open one of my kids up. Let's see here. Let's open Alyssa's. So if we go into this one, right, it's student name, student email address. And then if you come down to the bottom, it gives them permissions here for which groups they're allowed to access. So she's highlighted for Elite. She's in my leadership team.
See, this, by the way, who were you just talking about? This?
Oh.
Charles and Sean, yeah.
Yeah.
This, all this stuff we can build for you in WordPress or in Joomla for free, basically. You know, you just have to have a developer do it.
Yeah.
But again, this doesn't link back to like your student database in your computer at the school.
Right.
So if you want to move somebody from level to level or from group to group, you have to do it manually with something like this.
Right.
But literally, I mean, the whole world of websites today is very different than it was 2 or 3 years ago. This is a template. You can get templates like this. And all you have to do is move them from a group to a group. It's done.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's really...
It didn't take them a lot. I mean...
Well, you've had some development done with this, though. This isn't just the standard template.
Right.
If you were to use just WordPress, the standard template, it would look a little different, but it would be less customized to exactly what you want, but more general so that you can make it do whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? So maybe it's worth time tomorrow looking at that. I don't know. I mean, you know what? Well, maybe tonight, whatever you guys want to do, but... Just know that the world today